yesterday you guys have had, and now you officially clinched a spot in the top six. Just what does it say about the group that's been able to come together and achieve that?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you go. To those guys and what they sacrifice for one another. And they believed we could do this. And they gave what they needed to collectively for us to have this opportunity.
And CJ coming out and having 25 points in the first half, especially after what, you know, he did in Cleveland the last time. I'm just curious, just having a veteran who's able to just do what needs to be done.
Yeah, he, you know, this year for our team is about, you know, building an identity and, you know, building a foundation. You know, so regardless of whether that was going to take us to this place we're at right now, and regardless of what happens going forward, I think, you know, that in and of itself is a win. And so CJ, not only being a big part of that, he has an identity as a player, and you know, you saw, you know, some of that, which is his ability to score, but I think it was the way that he scored. There were some things that we tried to identify in the game plan, and he was just locked in, and you know, in addition to that, I think he's been able and willing to do whatever this team needs at various times, and you know, tonight you saw him put the ball in the basket.
Coach, clinch today, like the change of attitude going to the last game of the season, and you still play.
You know, right now, I think we're just excited to, you know, to be in this situation. Whoever we play is going to be really good. It's hard for us, you know, it's hard to try to figure that out. It's possible that certain teams want to play us. I don't think for us, the primary thing I think is for us to be healthy, you know, going into the postseason. So, that being said, that's been the one thing that's been consistent over the last, you know, few weeks and month. We just don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's hard to predict all these games all going on. So wherever it falls is where it falls. And, you know, we'll prepare for the playoffs, you know, regardless of who that is.
Hey, Coach, you talked pregame about sometimes the difference between the Mitchell Central lineup and the Harden Central lineup. And that's because of the injuries and rest you saw just part of the moment. But it seemed like you used a lot of heavy, pick and roll, aggressive coverages, bringing that title over early. And a lot of success in terms of the moves on the last time and moving on to back and shoulder. What did you like from the people that come from those moments and just supposed to be taking a potential season?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, it's a little bit of pick your poison. I think one of the important things for us in pick and roll defense has been to be able to make adjustments, not only based on who we're playing, also within a game, and also for us with different lineups, because we've had so many different lineups. So it's a credit to our guys that they've kind of grabbed onto that. But you're right, you know, that short roll, they've got, you know, guys that are capable of doing that and making plays in those situations. And historically, there's no better pick and roll player than James Harden. Donovan's good, but run for his money. We saw that last game. So, you know, we know how good they are. We knew how good they are. We'll be tonight. And I think we're, you know, prepared for, you know, for a really tough game. And we were able to break the game open. You know, I thought our guys were just, our competitive level, you know, went up as the game progressed. So whatever we're doing from a pick and roll standpoint for us, I think the emphasis really is on, you know, believing in the game plan, being prepared to adjust and execute.
Felony, almost the quintessential Dyson game in some ways.
Yeah.
Triple doubles not all the time, obviously, but
just the impact that he makes play to play out. What did you see from him on that night when it comes out?
Yeah, he has a sense of kind of, you know, finding what the team needs. I think what you saw is his ability to make plays in a variety of ways on the offensive end. I think, you know, our guys trust him. And Dyson not only impacts the game in his own right, but I think maybe the best compliment you can pay to a player is he makes everybody better.
These last two games haven't necessarily been the easiest for Jalen, just with fouling out at the end and then obviously the three early ones. What did you like about his adjustment in the second half where he only picked up that one foul?
Well, I thought, as much as anything, you know, his ability not to lose his concentration. Obviously, he was probably angry with me for taking him out with three. But we were playing well through that stretch, and we did get him back in at the end of the second quarter. Those are always really tough decisions. But I think, you know, his focus coming out in the second half, having not played as much in the first half, was really instrumental. That happened to him in a different way early in the year at Detroit. I'm not sure, I can't recall if he may not have scored in the first half, but he let the game come to him. I don't know, you probably know the line better than me, but I remember thinking about, you know, that mental toughness that's required. And as I said, I think the experiences that we've had throughout the course of the year, really. And that's something for Jalen. You see his play, but how these games have evolved and how he's responded to them, I think, is really important and will be important.
All right. Thanks, Coach.